Thanks for joining us for another episode of Branching Out. Before we launch into today's guest, I want to read a few user submissions and feedback on our first few episodes. The first note we got is from Nick over at Target. Nick says, "Hey, I really loved the episode on PMax. I forwarded it to my marketing team internally. Keep it up." Thanks, Nick. The second note we got is from anonymous feedback. The note just reads, "Hey, why do you sound so much like a robot?" I think we're going to end the user feedback session of today's podcast and get into our next guest. Today, I'm excited to have as my guest, my great friend and Vice President of Client Success here at Banzai, Mike Sachs. Mike, welcome to Branching Out.
Yeah, thank you, Matt, for having me to our podcast. So I'm excited to talk to everyone today.
Mike has now really over 4 years of experience driving marketing strategy and client success at Banzai. And we'll get into a lot of that, but I guess before we do, can you give us a little bit of background on your story, Mike?
Yeah, so I started at Banzai 4 years ago in the performance marketing space with the idea, with the intent of building out a performance marketing program that exclusively, is run on first party data, so business results and success driven from business. So it's been a great mission that we've had, and we've definitely, had challenges along the way. So I'm excited to talk about that. I guess to describe what I do in my day-to-day is take the first party data measurement tools of MTA, MMT, and incrementality and help the users and agencies, make decisions within the platform. To what are the best decisions they can make in the platform and how to better manage their ad buying.
Coming from your prior retail experience, what's something that surprises you about how marketing operates and how marketing teams operate?
So I do think it's easy to come into this as somebody that led retail business and had that A to B feedback of what does success mean? A customer comes into a store, makes a buying decision, and what were the steps that led to that buying decision within the store? And now taking that into a broader scope and generating that success, with a wider lens of targeting, customers. And then eventually getting them to make the purchase, right? So that was an interesting proposition for me because I got to reach more people and impact more decisions, right? I think what surprised me is how tactical and granular people think that decision is. As somebody that lived in on a day today basis, understanding the questions people ask and what they want to know about a product is definitely it's a more complex thing. And I think going into marketing data, even though we have a lot of these answers, it oversimplifies what that customer journey is to purchase path, I guess. So I'm excited to be able to A, influence a wider breadth of businesses than just an individual store footprint, and B, be able to reach a wider audience with the right messaging, the right goal of moving them down the path to purchase or sales funnel.
I think what's interesting hearing you go through that story to me is how much more engagement and complexity you do have to manage as a marketer, helping acquire a prospective customer from the very beginning all the way through to the end. Yet, we very frequently simplify or greatly oversimplify the metrics and the ways that we actually measure that.
Yeah, I think that is what is interesting, right? We oversimplify this, like, obviously, when I first came in learning about, like, what is this last touch point? And, like, you know, understanding that is not how any true customer interaction goes, right? And so, like, understanding, like, there is, like, a need to inform a customer about your brand, inform a customer about your product, right? And when you hit that time of when the customer actually needs this, have they hit kind of that trifecta of, like, knowing about your brand and then knowing your product is going to service their need? And I feel like, I guess, like, the most interesting thing about digital marketing is sometimes we've, you know, lost that kind of in this conversation about conversions and touch points and things like that, I guess.
You mentioned conversions, and I want to use that as a segue back to, you know, some of the experiences you've had outside of running performance marketing. Tell us a little bit about what was it like, you know, being a stakeholder in a broader organization across sales and ops and store and other things. What were the things that you were asked about? You know, what were you asked to focus on?
Yeah, and I think, like, from my experience of just, like, more of a stakeholder in a retail store, is the idea of, like, the only success metric, you know, I had was business growing, right? More people coming back to the store, more people making purchases, and then bringing new people to the store, right? So, like, the interesting thing about marketing is, like, I feel like, unfortunately, some of those things are lost, right? Like, so, like, these near and dear metrics that, like, I had to run my business on, like, are not the same standards maybe that, like, all like, definitely a performance marketer probably doesn't, or, like, doesn't have necessarily the like, tools to understand that. And then even sometimes, like, you know, senior leadership in marketing is sometimes, like, there's a gap between what the financial leadership or what the CEO knows versus what the marketer knows. So, like, there's, like, too much siloing from, like, understanding, like, the important metrics of, like, customer growth, customer value growth, and, you know, retention, right?
Do you have, like, a particularly acute or painful example? Like, what's something that, like, you've seen that showcases really, I guess, too badly in a way, like, the difference between, like, what matters to the actual business versus what, like, the performance marketers are trying to look at?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, there's just a consistent through line of, like, seeing these marketing metrics, you know, conversions, even, you know, analytics, right? We see these things grow, but the business either stays stagnant and sometimes, you know, is negative, right? Especially in, like, this more, like in this time of, like, where the economy is viewed as maybe not as great as it is.
So marketing measurement is too siloed from business results. If you could put your finger on it, is there anything else you'd say you wish you could change about marketing measurement?
Where do I start, right? Do I go with my I have a dream speech of a world of marketing where we're not running on conversions? You know, I think my experience in, like, it was funny when I first started managing accounts and then managing, you know, brought, like, individual accounts and then moving it to managing multiple, you know, all the channels across a funnel, is I think it's interesting going from, like, coming at it from an idea of, like, where do I start looking at the data? And, you know, starting with Banzai, like, I was always taught to start looking at business metrics. So, like, how were sales every day? How were new customers and things of that nature? And, you know, what's interesting about that is, like, time goes on, like, I could grow sales and I could grow customers, but sometimes those stories were not being told in conversion, right? Because those stories just are never going to be there in conversion, because like the reality is your Facebooks, your Googles, your TikToks don't really understand your business, right? They are great ways to grow your business, but they are not great at understanding your business data and understanding what are the different journeys for a customer. So I think we have to, like, that is where it comes to the marketing leadership and, you know, the platform managers to, you know, understand that fully and then take that information outside of, you know, conversion data and execute that growth. Like, I'm not here to say, like, you don't need conversion data, right? Like, I do think, you know, you want something to feed into the system to tell the platforms, what is our next best customer, right? Now, sometimes the platforms confuse the next best customer with somebody that's already made their decision. So, like, just completely understanding, the platforms in general are more tuned to understand something that's already going to happen, because that's what they're trained to do, is find somebody that's going to make this decision. Well, most of the time when the platform finds them, that decision's already made. And then the platform gets its, you know, its reward for saying, hey, we got a sale, right? Because we showed, you know, an ad to everyone that came to your website. Well, we, you know, the platforms know somebody that comes to your website is more likely to purchase from you, right? But like, who is out there like managing their accounts to find that person that wasn't coming to the website and using that information about their customers to find more people that weren't already at the website to buy, and somebody that's gonna like come to the website the first time, you know, learn about the website and may not purchase, you know, today, 7 days, but the, you know, could purchase 3 months from now, 6 months from now, when there is a need for your product or service.
Marketing measurement as advocacy, I've always thought, was such a short-term fix. You know, so much of the effort and attention in analytics goes towards, you know, crafting what are the, you know, data points that tell the story that marketing is working or helping the business. And then, you know, I think that works in many contexts, and, you know, marketers do work really hard and oftentimes don't get the credit that they deserve, but, you know, doing that in lieu of actually measuring, you know, what you're impacting and, you know, where those efforts are tied directly to, you know, simple business growth metrics is just such a missed opportunity in the long run. You know, there's nothing that's going to help a marketing team grow, not just in stature, but in size and responsibility, than being part of a growing company. And I think that's something that too often gets lost.
Yeah, and I think like that is the challenge with you know, the traditional marketing way of reporting success, right? So like, if you're reporting success exclusively from platform data, and like, you, like, frankly, a lot of marketers might not have access to good business data, like 9 times out of 10, right? Like, a marketer doesn't know when they've generated a new customer versus a returning customer. And that's just a gap in data, right? And like I think I said that earlier, right? The gap in data goes generally from like the platform manager and sometimes all the way up to the CEO. So like, who's building these measurement frameworks to help the CEO make decisions and the marketer make decisions, all the way down to, you know, your Google Ads manager, right? So I think like that is what has always been my modus operandi as a marketer now, is like, I can't run a marketing program without business data, but I could run a marketing program without marketing data and business data, if that makes sense. And like, that's like a bold thing to say, but if you have a good marketing measurement frame, or if you have a good business framework that ties to what you're doing in the marketing place, you could run that without conversion. And like, you know, that sounds scary, right, to a lot of marketers. I guess my favorite like thought process to walk people through is, right, you have these display networks and social networks that will take credit for 5x the sales that, like, a demand capture platform like Google Ads or Microsoft will, right? Without asking any questions, right? So you'll have this platform that's $20 million, like, just showing pretty, like, basic, you know, click-through ads and, you know, display ads, not to, like, denigrate anybody in their marketing, versus, you know, having that feedback loop in demand capture, right? Like, we can draw pretty clear lines, like, why conversions happen in demand capture platforms, right? We have, like, we know what the audience is. We know what the audience is asking for, right? And those things generally line up with what our business provides, or whatever you're selling or your service provides, or in the case of a shopping ad, right? Like, this all makes sense. Somebody was looking for the solution, you know, the demand capture platform provided the solution and they bought, right? So, like, how do we view that as, like, a different, like a higher fidelity of success versus, like, somebody's on Facebook and, you know, by the way, your Facebook campaign showed to, like, a traditionally not high performing audience, right? But then it took credit for 5x the sales that your Google platform says. So, like, I mean, I understand, like, if I saw, you know, 20 million versus 5 million, of course I would invest in the thing that made $20 million. But, like, if we're not, like, stepping back and disassociating ourselves from what that, like, what's actually happening, right? Because, by the way, the platform holder's telling you who is seeing your ad, like, what is the gender, what is the demographic, where that person is. So, like, you can go back and go, well, did these things happen if I have my business data? The problem is, like, they don't have that business data, and they don't, like, have that business data as to say, like, well, I spent $100,000 in, you know, the Chicago DMA. Did I see $1 million worth of sales, or did I see $500,000 worth of sales? And does that line up with what your Facebook's telling you?
One thought experiment I love is an idea like, what if conversion tracking had never, you know, been about capturing an event on your website, you know, through a pixel and tracking all these activities? What if conversion tracking this whole time was simply, you know, as a business, you just sort of sent your day's sales from the prior period, you know, over time and location? And what if you just sent that back to a platform and, you know, a marketer could just look at that and that was all they ever saw? You know, how would marketing be different today?
Well, and does the conversion counter get in the way of like buying ads from the platform holders, right? Like, if the platform holders are only selling ads that get these conversions within, you know, X amount of days, like, does that even do a service for what they're trying to accomplish, right? So if, like, you know, like, I guess my, like, argument or vision for the industry is, like, how are the platform holders helping, yeah, marketing teams execute on this, like, first party vision by, like, allowing them to build custom algorithms that reflect their audience and things like that? So, like, you know, I laugh at the meetings I am with the platform holders, right? Like, because they want to sell more YouTube ads. Like, we've consistently seen YouTube being a generator of business for most clients, right? But, like, what is the challenge in the platform is that YouTube shows no conversion. So they're like, well, why don't you buy more brand ads instead of YouTube? And it's like, well, is YouTube going to get me the next customer, or is my, like, somebody looking at my brand, right? And, like, those are, like, simple questions I would have for a Google, right? Like, you know, like, so, like, I don't view any platform as, like, an enemy, I guess. Like, I could see, like, measurement should be the platform, like, first part, like, true measurement partner should be like best friends with the platforms, because they should, like, you know, I'm blessed to have been like a day-to-day manager on accounts for most of my career in marketing. So like, I get to understand, how do we take this high level business data and then put that into action and into market. So like, I think like, if there was a better connection between the platform holders and the measure, the marketing platforms and the measurements and the analysts, to like, how can they help make the decisions of where you put your money or how you put your money in these platforms?
So like, is it kind of weird to do a marketing like podcast with me?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of saddened to hear there were complaints about, having a robot podcast, and now bringing on somebody even more robotic than you are is going to be a challenge for that particular listener.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for hopping on. You're our third bonsire who's made its way. They made their way out to my silly little show, so appreciate it. Yeah, thanks so much, man.
Send your questions, comments, or derision to Bonsai's LinkedIn page, or connect with me directly, linkedin.com/in/butlermatt. Enjoy.